This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
It's Michael Payne. It's 3 minutes past four. Shout out to Joey for holding down the last 2 hours. That was a song called
Summertime Magic.
See how I changed my voice there to announce the song? I can do that.
Gambino.
I'm a skillful radio presenter. Any stations, if you're listening, pick me. Headhunt me. Headhunt man. I'm joking. No, probably not. This is probably my last show now. Yeah. I hope I left it on like an exact 100.
Leave it on a high.
Yeah, I should. I am Michael Payne. Like I said, I have my regular co-host with me, Sarah DiBunda. But I also have one half of Star One. Goes by the name of Adam.
In the building. Here we are. My brother said sorry, by the way. I did forget.
You forgot, but you still turned up.
I forgot, but I didn't tell him, and he already had plans.
Right.
He's in the studio.
Are you two twins?
No.
You're not? Because I was going to say you've got that weird twin telepathy in it where you forget something and he doesn't turn up.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a flex. But he's like,
that would be pretty cool, isn't it? If you forgot something, but you just randomly wandered to the place. Yeah.
And then
you were that connected, but the wires were a bit weird. So, the other person messed remembered up. But just didn't make it. Exactly. Your body was driven by their remembrance.
Maybe it's a sibling thing that happens. Maybe with brothers.
Could be.
Well.
Could be. You're definitely siblings. We can say that much.
I was very happy that I remembered to email yesterday to remind you, as we would not be sat here now.
Thank you. We wouldn't be sat here now.
But we spoke to you at Lovebox, didn't we, the other week? Well, Lovebox. I wasn't there on that day, but we had a nice chat with you, Harriet, right?
Yeah, Harriet. We did some chat up lines.
Did some chat up lines with Harriet. Yes, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, she's got some bars.
Harriet's still flexing.
Yeah.
Is that how she's going on? How did you find Lovebox?
I love Lovebox, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's like it's my favourite London festival.
Possibly. Mine too, actually. Yeah. Apart from Citadel.
Oh,
but that's a day after Lovebox. Yeah. So I just count it as Lovebox day 3.
They just change the sign.
Yes. True.
Keep it rolling on.
They literally leave the park about 2 minutes and then just walk back in with different garms on.
I rate that, but yeah, it's sick. It's like it's a good mix. It's always just good people, good vibes. I love it, man. I love Lovebox. Always.
But fuck Lovebox. No offense, no disrespect. But you went to Garage Classical, didn't you?
Right. Lovebox, all
and
about
that eclipses
classical.
Lovebox.
That
for
might
me.
Be the best event I've been to this year, and I wasn't. Yeah, I was that, as a punter. That was it.
That was the best event I never went to. And it's, do you know what I mean? It's already in. I'm going to be talking about it like I went there.
But you bigged it up so much last time we were here that you had such a plan to come. Then you just forgot
I had
about
a massive,
it.
Elaborate plan.
Right, and I don't know if you know, but after the show, after his plan, you saw that after I had said, "Don't be ridiculous. There can never be a dog and a baby in the pub."
In a pub.
As soon as we left here, we saw them straight away.
Dog
two
and a
tables,
baby.
Two tables
full of dogs and babies and guys.
Yeah,
you know,
he doesn't lie.
He doesn't lie.
I don't ever lie.
You still weren't at the event, though.
I just predict. This is true. But it wasn't a lie.
No,
you know,
true,
I really wanted to go, but I think I had prior engagements anyway. So, you know. But it was a great event, right?
Yeah, it was actually the sickest. Like, if you're a fan of UK Garage, it was mad. And it was like, obviously, I'm a bit younger than that whole kind of UK Garage generation, but for those UK Garage generation, it felt like a proper moment. They were like, hooray, they were like going crazy. I was like,
amazing.
Never even heard of that. But it felt like a moment for them to kind of come through. And the after party was turned as well.
Yeah,
like,
did you see anyone crying?
I don't think any crying, but it was a quite emotional. Spoonie got quite emotional.
I don't
end.
Think I'd have been able to hold in the tears. I'd have been that nostalgic.
He was
Garage, you know.
Yeah, we shouted out our manager Keane. It was really funny because he was like doing his thank yous.
Yeah,
and he's like, and in fact, he's like, thank you to my management team. And I was like, oh, is that what we gave him? And then at the end, he's like, one person needs to thank is Keane. So it was like, yeah, Keane, me know. It was good. It was emotional. It was a vibe, proper vibe.
But it's going on again in December, taking place in the same place.
No, bigger and better.
Okay.
Hammersmith Apollo. Barbican is sick. What a mad venue.
Absolutely.
But they're like up in the capacity.
Yeah.
Hammersmith Apollo vibes.
Okay. That's definitely going in the calendar, unless it's on like Jesus's birthday or something, because me and Jesus are cool like that, where I'll probably got to go to his party.
Jesus would have wanted you to go to the Garage party.
I reckon Jesus will probably be there himself.
There are those t-shirts. Jesus loves UK Garage.
Yeah, 100%. That's a thing now.
Jesus is UK Garage.
Jesus really is UK Garage, and UK Garage is Jesus.
Exactly. He wasn't a selfish man. He'd want you to go to the Garage event.
He'd be there with me. I'd be Jesus's plus one.
I think.
Out of 12, he'd have a plus 12, and I'd be one of them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because Judas ain't around no more.
No, he's gone.
Get me. So
need someone new.
Exactly.
Look no further.
Exactly. Let's chat about it while we play a song for the people.
Mubs got beats. Beats. Yeah, grew up on a dump estate. Buzzworld, that's a jumpy place. Everybody getting white boy wasted. Right now, I can't feel my face. Two chicks in the back just waiting. Tryna act like they don't want to wait. Slow down, baby girl, it's late. I can't drive in the States. And I don't wanna crush this rental. Cause the depot looking all crate. And your girlfriend looking like cake. Looking like creme brulee. And the next one looking like chop souffle.
Sweet one.
And we done two days. We're chilling on a big 2 days.
Bare niggas on a verse from me.
Who am I?
What's my name? C-H-I-P.
Yeah.
C's up like I'm from C-Town.
C's up.
Buzzworld, ambush at MC. I went school in T late nights with sneak to Basin with green. Hoodie up, hat low on a W3. No beef, but affiliations get peak. Not standing with 30 G's.
Facts.
Cuban on me like 30 G's.
Facts.
Just me, Tush, money and teeth. That's Kush and money and tea. Three lions, fuck 30 sheep. But I ain't with the violent raps. Niggas talk 4-4s, gas in the 4-door. Strip you with a violent chat. I ain't gotta buy no waps.
Nah.
My nigga said, Chippy, we got you. God said, sky them traps. Five MCs on my Jackson, spin them like Michael Jackson. Please don't forget these facts.
Never.
reality cap, no cap.
Yeah, grew up in a dump estate. Buzz world, that's a jumpy place.
Got my Cali in my zoo, I'm wasted.
Right now, can't feel my face. Two chicks in the back just waiting. Tryna act like they don't want to wait. Slow down, baby girl, it's late. I can't drive in the States, and I don't wanna crash this rental. Cause the depot looking all crate, and your girlfriend looking like cake, looking like creme brulee, and the next one looking like chopped souffle. Sweet one, and we done a lot today. We were chilling on our 2 days.
All of this ice on me, still man I got no chill. I was on the Billboard chart last week, look this week and I'm on there still. I see the niggas in the back just hating, trying to act like they keep it real. Move to the rich part, oh you're bathing, catch man slipping on Primrose Hill. Better put respect on my name when you speak it. I said Lukey World and I mean it, if it don't make sense then I leave it. Texting me bullshit then I just swipe and delete it. Texting me bullshit, then I just swipe and delete it. Millions on the table, tryna get paid. Nah, I ain't tryna catch no case. That's why the shooters have got no face. And the likers have got no trace. The Pradas have got no lace. And you haters have got no taste. Meridian tug till I'm old and grey.
Yeah, grew up on a dump estate. Buzz world, that's a jumpy place. Everybody getting white boy wasted. Right now, can't feel my face. Two chicks in the back just waiting. Tryna act like they don't want to wait. Slow down, baby girl, it's late. I can't drive in the States. And I don't wanna crash this rental. Cause the depot looking all crate. And your girlfriend looking like cake. Looking like creme brulee. And the next one looking like chopped souffle. Sweet one. And we done a lot today. We're chilling on a block today. Aight. Shit then. Remember I was trapping out Citroen. Label trying to offer man brick money. Must have thought that we ain't got bricks then. Try to tap bad man for children. Try to tap bad man for kids then. Got a juice from Skepta. Had to get a monk from Chip then. You're a prick now when you was a prick then. This year I'm busting all the man them. Next year it's money and chicks then. Took knees and lavish and dots and the whole hood missed them. They took knees and lavish and dots and the whole hood missed them. Why you think there's so much jack in the system? Henny and a Mally man mix them. Put a creme brulee on a chop souffle. I'm the man in the middle man mix them. I don't wanna crash this big thing. Cause the deep hole, you know. But I'm tryna smash this tick ting. Word. Yeah, grew up in a dump estate. Buzz world, that's a jumpy place. Everybody getting white boy wasted. Right now, can't feel my face. Two chicks in the back just waiting. Tryna act like they don't want to wait. Slow down, baby girl, it's late. I can't drive in the States. And I don't wanna crash this rental. Cause the depot looking all crate. And your girlfriend looking like cake. Looking like creme brulee. And the next one looking like chopped souffle. Sweet one. And we done a lot today. We were chilling on a block today.
Yo. Jumpy remix featuring Chip and Skepta. Fucking hell. That's my favourite song at the moment.
I could tell you were jumpy all around the studio. It was great.
It's a big tune.
He's creating dance music.
I said that to you. I did say that. Yeah. You think that they've already been claimed, but I'm like, no, you've
I feel like they
some.
Definitely have.
No.
Absolutely. But I should have just made that up. I would have been like a king in of a very small country.
The tastemaker of dance moves.
It's all right. Next time. I'm an honest guy.
Michael Payne challenge coming soon.
Yeah, man.
I actually will like to challenge you. I'd like you to come up with a brand new, fresh, your own dance move.
Okay, next week.
Well, I was thinking by 6 o'clock, but you can have some by the end of the show. I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
Okay, challenge accepted. We'll work on this.
Here we go.
Yeah, that was the Jumpy remix featuring Chip and Skepta by Ambush. Let's get into a story, but after... Yeah, let's get some info out to the people. We got Eyes coming in to chat to us about some new shit, and Cuz is coming in to chat to us about some new shit. But first, let's chat about some other new shit. A woman who claims she had sex with a ghost says it was the best she's ever had. Is this the second woman, or is it just
that
she's had sex with a ghost?
Well, we know the one that had sex with the Jack Sparrow ghost.
Yeah.
Remember, that was a while ago, a few months ago. This is a different lady. Yeah, different lady.
Different lady in very many senses of the word. Cyan, or maybe Sean Jameson, a 26-year-old from Shropshire, recently moved into a rented property in Aberystwyth from North London after splitting up from a long-term boyfriend.
No, Aberystwyth in Wales, from North London, I think. Is it going to be? Aberystwyth isn't in North London.
Yeah, she moved there.
Oh, from North London. I thought you said in North London. I was like,
did I say in or from?
I think you said in.
You're making me paranoid now.
I can't remember.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I'm not a judge.
Did I pronounce Aberystwyth right?
I was going to say that.
Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth.
Well, Abby will probably tell me different because she's Welsh. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. Aberystwyth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just imagining a T where there isn't one.
Aberystwyth.
I said Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth.
Also, I just found out there's a second fucking C in Connecticut. There's a silent C in Connecticut.
Oh, the word.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
It's Connecticut, technically.
Oh, is it? Okay.
What the fuck?
Who told you this?
I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. And I had to Google it so many times that I didn't see that. Did you mean? So I was thinking, this is actually how you spell this fucking word. So all this time.
Connect.
It's basically connect, I cut.
Well, we should be called that.
How weird is that?
There's that little video going around of like the Irish guy saying the Irish names, how they're spelled. It's the craziest little video.
Yeah, because like, there's stuff like Neve and Siobhan.
All of
Siobhan.
Those.
Siobhan.
Siobhan, yeah.
That's how it should be
Niamh.
Said.
Yeah. Niamh. Yeah. Niamh and yeah. Siobhan.
It's mad.
Even Cyan, Sean, is Cyan.
Mm. Absolutely. Sorry, Sean's.
Sean's, yeah.
But you're wrong. Okay, so Cyan or Sean started having sexy dreams after she's moved into this rented property in Aberystwyth.
Yes.
From North London. So she started having sexy dreams, which she put down to her libido expressing itself while she was sleeping. Good explanation.
Mm-hmm.
One night, a few months after she'd moved in, and she said she woke up early one morning to find a dark-haired, very good-looking man lying next to her. She says she recognised the man immediately as being the subject of a portrait hanging over her mantelpiece dated from 1820. This sounds like Ghostbusters 2. She said he was fully clothed, a loose white shirt, a neck scarf and old-fashioned breeches. He had a kind of shimmer to him as if he was behind the fluttering... What's that?
No, I'm trying to...
All right, what's wrong?
I've been told to move your mic back. I was trying to clarify exactly what back means.
Okay.
Sorry, go on.
Okay. Yeah. Should I
back
recap?
Back and forth, yeah. Yes, please do, because I wasn't listening. I was distracted by that. Sorry, yeah.
Okay. So so let's recap. She had some sexy dreams.
Yeah.
And at first she put them down to a libido. But then she woke up one morning to find, the middle of one night, to find a dark-haired, very good-looking man lying next to her, who she says she recognises from a portrait mm-hmm. that she'd seen. And she's gone on to say he was fully clothed in a loose white shirt, a neck scarf, and old-fashioned breeches. Mm. He had a kind of shimmer to him, as if he was behind a fluttering voile curtain.
What's that?
Voile? You stopped just before that word. That's why I thought you were stopping. You're like, voile. What is the word? I don't know what
voile,
that word is.
Voile? How are we pronouncing voile?
Voile?
I think it's voile.
Voile.
Voile is like more vavavumi, but...
Have you seen that word before?
Oh, in my life.
Oh, it's a type of sheer curtain, which I
okay,
be honest,
how are we pronouncing
just,
it?
Could just say that behind a fluttering sheer curtain.
Do you know what I mean?
Voile.
Got a fucking perplex, man. But I'm actually just trying to find the pronunciation of this shit. It's voile. It is voile. Voile. Right. Why not anticlimax?
Voile.
Why not write voile then? Why the E?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway, but he's behind this. He looked like he was behind a voile curtain. And she says, I told myself I was dreaming and rolled away from him. As I faced the wall, I slowly realised I wasn't asleep, and suddenly I was frozen with fear. I felt a hand on my waist, but the touch was strange, light and cool.
Ooh.
Within seconds...
Seconds, you know? That's quick work.
Seconds.
My eyes skipped about four words ahead and I immediately stopped. Like, I can't read this shit out.
Was that good? Yeah, read it and then let's talk.
Because then it would sound like I believe it.
Right.
Allegedly, within seconds, they started to have sex.
So, but all I'm saying is that there's no foreplay from Mr. Darcy or whatever he is, the portrait man, Poldark, whoever's the fluttering curtain man. It's literally down within seconds to have sex.
How did he take his clothes off that quickly?
The breeches. Oh, yeah, breeches on. That would take a while to take them off, won't it? I think he probably had boots on if he had breeches on.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, he is a ghost, let's put it that way, so I guess he can just...
This all sounds a bit Lady Chatterley's Lover, innit?
It does, isn't it? Yeah.
So within seconds, they started to have sex. She explained, during the lovemaking... I sensed all kinds of things about him. His name was Robert, and he lived over 100 years ago. Their encounter lasted around an hour. Ghosts be putting it down,
go
boy.
Go on, Robert.
And afterwards, she fell asleep in his arms. However, when she woke up, the sexy... the sexy ghost had vanished. Robert appeared to to Cyan or Sean two more times. Once again in the morning, and another time when she was drifting off to sleep.
He's got a very high libido for a 100-year-old, hasn't he? Jeez, go on, Robert. Yeah, he's literally going in within seconds, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah, straight up. I can transfer knowledge.
After the latter encounter, she said, I sobbed after he'd left that night. I guess I'd fallen in love. Cyan is now in a relationship with a living man.
Or is he?
I hate to say this, but I think she might have had a drink spiked.
What, several times?
No, it's just one on one night, because didn't he only appear
one in the morning, another time when she was drifting off to sleep again. It's always when she's asleep and all drifting off to sleep that Robert appears.
I don't... Because how do you fall asleep in a ghost's arms? Aren't they meant to be...
shimmering.
Yeah, don't they possess the power to kind of go through things?
But then how would you have sex with a ghost? Because that shouldn't
true.
Be...
I forgot about that as
the
well.
The ghost penis should not be able to be touchable. Or right. Real. Solid, whatever I call it. Should it? It's a ghost,
it's a
right?
Ghost.
But Robert sounds great. I mean, that new boyfriend's has got a lot to live up to. Sounds hot, to be honest, this ghost.
Yeah, and I wonder how her new boyfriend feels. Because she's obviously kind of told this story... after she's ended the relationship with her new boyfriend. And this is a bit deeper than, you know, like, you get them partners that always mention their ex and it gets a bit awkward.
She can be like, well, Robert did this.
Yeah, before he ghosted me, he used to make me feel special. He's like, why don't you go back to Robert then, you fucking...
How long are you, would you, if either of you, and I don't know to say, maybe you have dated a ghost, I can't rule that out for either of you, but... And then you broke up with them. How long would you wait when you're dating a new person? Would you bring up the fact that you've dated or had sex with a ghost?
Well, surely you'd have to move out, innit? You know, when you can if you live with... A lot of people are still cohabiting with their exes because they might live in a situation where there's a lot of housemates and you can still kind of do that.
Yeah.
But ghosts haunt places.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
So you'd have to move out if you didn't want to be...
But would you... Okay, let's put it this way then. Let's say somebody you were going out with... said, oh, and you were like, oh, you know, tell me about your last boyfriend. And you were like, it's Robert, it was a ghost. And then would you be like, I feel like I don't want to come and stay over at your house because I feel like Robert could be there at any moment. And I've got, there's a picture of Robert on our screen and, you know,
it's got a nice throat.
It's got a nice
yeah, healthy head of hair.
Yeah. Nice.
I give him that big collar.
Quite pouty, really, in that post. Nice little pose from him there.
He's looking good.
Nice side.
He's doing the one-arder pose. He's probably doing a roadman pose as well. With the he's done a take a picture of me, fam.
Yeah.
He's
just
his little gun fingers, man, like Robert.
Because I think if he's going to do that with Cheyenne, then I think he's got a few other houses and ladies that he pops into.
Robert's a bit of a player.
He's definitely a galley's.
Yeah,
yeah, just rolling around London. Was it London or no?
She's in Aberystwyth.
She moved
from North London, but in Aberystwyth, he's quite the man around town. It seems Robert.
There's some good weed in Aberystwyth.
That's what I was thinking.
You're fucking ghosts and shit. When you just, you know what I mean? It was just a guy who'd like maybe been shooting on location a periodic drama. Do you know what I mean? Hence the get up.
I think Poldark's filmed it.
Poldark is. They were filming Poldark. The guy literally has Poldark's trim.
Probably, yeah.
Right? They were filming Poldark. She smoked some of this good Aberystwyth weed. She's not used to it, innit?
Right.
Because she's from North London. North London's got shit weed compared to Aberystwyth.
Exactly. I mean, it could just be like she saw the portrait and she was like, oh, actually, he's quite hot, Robert. And she just went and had a sex
lucid
dream about
dreaming.
Him. But now she thought, actually, no, it's actually happened. He visited me and made love to me within seconds.
But yeah. She did say that. She was awake.
It's true. It's a very Poldark move to make love to you within seconds, as she said.
This is true. But just after just a touch of the waist.
Ooh, and that's how he would phrase it. I will make love to you in seconds. That's Poldark.
That's how he must think that's how you ghost someone. He was in it for the one night stand, knowing she'd smoked all this weed.
Yeah, for sure.
And then he's touched her waist, and she's like, "I swear, ghosts ain't meant to be able to do that." He's like, "Don't worry, babe. I'm a special kind of ghost." You know,
this was the strange touch, light and cool, because he's light and cool.
Light and cool.
Have you ever seen or heard of? I had a press once about the. Of course, there was a porn version of Poldark. You must know what it's called as well.
Poldark, dark pole.
Poldick.
Poldick, right.
That's what it was called.
No points for imagination there.
Yeah.
Should have had a black pole dark. Do you know what I mean?
Poldark.
Dark pole.
Dark pole.
Dark pole. That's better.
Or even to go deeper for the double entendre, a black Polish guy.
Pole duck, yes.
You know what I mean?
Duck pole.
Duck pole, you know what I mean?
For sure, yeah.
Or a tanned one at least.
There must be, someone must have made like another porn version of that, but more.
Yeah,
like
in the black porn community, mm-hmm. there's definitely a dark pole.
Dark pole.
Dark.
He wears Tim's and a flowing white shirt.
Remember, and does he still ride a do-rag. Horse? He still ride a horse.
Definitely, definitely rides a horse. Or quad bike. He rides a quad bike. Guys in porn films always ride quite. Anyway.
Okay.
I digress.
Wow, our first guest is here. Should we go to a little song and then bring him into the
yeah,
studio?
Yeah, I think we Ice should.
Okay.
Maya B and Salinas, or is it Salinas and Maya B? That's
no,
two names.
Maya
it's just
B.
an overload.
Salinas, she's singing about a lot of Salinas. She's
okay.
Maya B.
Gomez, I know.
Oh, Selena Gomez, yeah. Selena.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's literally the only famous Selena.
So if you had that song, you would have to call it Selena, not Salinas, because you don't know more than
singular.
One Selena. Fine. Anyone else know any more than one Salinas?
I don't know any.
No Selena.
No Selena.
That's what you would call it. No,
that's
Selena.
What my song would be. No Selena.
No Selena. Yeah.
All right, we've got our first very special guest in the studio right now, joining myself and Adam from Star One, and obviously my regular co-host Natalie, aka Sarah De Bunda. It's none other than Eyes.
Bokai, myself, Eyes.
Man, like,
aka Selena Williams.
Yeah, there you go, Selena Williams.
It's Serena Williams.
That's Serena. Serena.
Yeah, but we're gonna go that with Selena Williams. Yeah, exactly. It's like a remix.
We could have created a Mandela effect for Natalie there. We could have gone, you know. This time it was Selena Williams, and Natalie would have believed us.
I've been calling her Serena
all this time.
Oh, that's two jokes.
Curse those tennis commentators.
But yeah, man, thanks for having me.
Not big at all, brother. Thanks for coming through, man.
Finally.
You've been busy recently, innit?
Yeah, definitely, man. And I was meant to pass through a couple of times, so I want to apologise for that.
No, not at all.
Busy, but I'm actually here now. It's going to be sick. But yeah, man, it's been way busy. I can't lie.
And
busy
it's like usual. Adding a lot of strings to your bow as well, because you're not just an MC. You're not just an accomplished battler. Yeah. You know, with releases under your belt, you're a presenter now as well, right? Repping your hometown.
Yeah, definitely, man. So I've been doing a bit of presenting with my local football team, Derby County. Mm-hmm. It's been sick, man. Big experience. Great knowledge, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I think I'm ready to do some other stuff. And, yeah, I did some of that grime aside with Red Bull, presenting with Snoochie and stuff. So, yeah, it's been sick. It's been fun to kind of get my fingers in different pies and try different stuff, you know what I'm saying?
It's good to see that among, like, more MCs kind of maximising their relationships with people, because you were in Grime Aside. You were actually one of the MCs battling. And then to go to present, you know, to present in it, that's an accomplishment in itself, to kind of come back as a...
Yeah, 100%. I remember when they shouted me, I was gassed that they gave me the opportunity to represent my little city. Like, really? So for a year after that, for me to actually be one of the people that's in charge and choosing that, some of the teams and stuff, it was absolutely sick, innit? So it's sick to see, like, you know, the journey of where it's come and gone to. But you're right, you know, like, watching all the other MCs, like, making money off, and not even just money, just getting their name out and, like, through different avenues, made me realise, innit, like, yo, I need to do some other stuff. So I've tried to get holler some boxers and all the sports kind of things, and then I've tried to holler, like, gaming companies and, you know, even just try and do 2-2 modelling and that, just because it's a brand, innit?
Bro, every forte you have, bruv, you have to.
Yeah, man, I think at first it was just, let me show everyone I've got hard bars, let me do bare multi-syllable rhyming, and, you know, you learn all of that, and then it becomes a business, innit? And then from there, it's only just now I've started to realise how I can use it.
Absolutely.
And I'm probably still not using it at its max.
At the end of the day, every kind of day is a new learning curve.
Yeah, definitely is, you know.
You maximise the capabilities. We actually had Kamikaze on last week.
Yeah, fucking boss, man.
Who, you know, he has the two main strings to his bow, MCing and football.
Just going to say that. He actually is one of the people that made me realise that there's so much more you can do. And how he does manage the time, I don't know.
That's what I was asking.
His season started, like, it's fully
and he's actually in a sick team. Like, his team's doing pretty good. In
like training,
good
most
league. And then he's such a big MC, innit?
Yeah.
And like, there's still, I saw you, like, at least 60% of the things I go to is still there. It's like,
how it's incredible. Doing this, boy? He spins those plates so well.
Yeah, man.
But that, do you find that's important for artists to do right now? And because the thing is, there are certain artists, and there's only a handful that people can look at and go, you are definitely, definitely popping enough to live a good lifestyle off your music.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Everybody else should really kind of have at least 2 or 3 other side hustles.
Most definitely. I think the most ways of income you can have is the better. Do you know what I'm saying? But I think, like, for in our genre, grime, definitely very hard, because, you know, like, the Afro vibe is still very hard for them to get shows and stuff. But I think, well, like, you know, if they've already had, like, previous criminal record and thing. But, like, the actual music itself now is just so big, like, they're making big dough, you know? They can do their $5,000 for a show. And, like, in grime, it's hard to do that. So you need to, like, have, like, big companies giving you some money and just trying to get yourself out there as much as possible, innit? So, like, for me, like, I stopped working probably about 4 years ago. Like, I was definitely not in a position to be able to do that. I just worked it out. I was broke. I just kept it running out. I just kept on holding at it. And eventually, I started to add the things in, like we're saying, innit? So, like, I think, like, most MCs could potentially be able to live off music, like how I'm doing it right now. And I'm not the biggest or the richest, but I'm nice. I can smile and I can go from Derby to London as many times in the week as I want.
Yeah.
And that's very expensive to be able to do that. But I've kind of realised that, like, boom,
It's not just MC, and there's so many other things, and like, I'll probably get paid more off Derby County than I do off music, to be fair.
People shouldn't be ashamed to admit that as well. Yeah. Because talent, we can see, like, let's be brutally honest.
Yeah.
We can see that there isn't a direct correlation between talent and wealth.
Yeah,
that's a given, innit? We can kind of start there, innit? Yeah, when we look at the music industry, no offense.
No, but we can
kind of see that the most the richest people aren't the most talented.
No, for real.
But if you kind of, I think if people with talent look at everybody else that's made it and start feeling this sense of entitlement and that they don't have to grind.
No, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? And there shouldn't be a stigma around other revenue streams.
No, you're so right, man. Another person like Rich Free too, like watching him and like how lyrically sick he is. He's very clever with like the business terms as well of it.
I see him
making money from way different things and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But
and he's literally one of the best MCs in the country.
Exactly.
Literally. No, like in the world. Do you know what I mean?
So that like, fuck the country, it's like, in the world. He is up there and he deserves it. Yeah, exactly. Fuck the country, in the world, mate. Like his bars are absolutely crazy, bruv. And like, yeah, man, it's watching people like that are so sick and still making money, which keeps the faith of art. I don't have to dumb it down. I can still be sick. I just need to be not savvy. Work hard, work smart, and savage a little bit. And,
absolutely.
And you know, like, there comes a time in music, you just need to be, it's going to sound rude, but you need to be a little tiny bit selfish for a short time period before you can start helping people again, because you need to be able to actually know what your income is and, like, not even just income, but, you know, mainly income. So, like, say if I'm saying, for me, it's Derby County, maybe a bit of modelling, and maybe one and two clothing lines that give me a bit of money through the year. That's my main money.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to do shows. Now I'm going to try and sell songs. And that's kind of what I think people kind of lack on, that part of it. So it's just getting to know that bit. And once you know that part, that starts building and building and building to a point where whatever you do make off music now, you can either stack or put it back
in.
This is true. Only just getting to that stage, innit? But like I'm saying, man, it's absolutely sick to be able to, you know, wake up not having to have someone saying you're not at work, but just me thinking I need to work.
Amen.
Listen,
The day I walked out of work,
woo, I felt so good as well.
I think there might be a picture of me hanging up in the place.
No,
my last ever job was Evan Cycles. The way I stuck it to my boss, I should be in the Hall of Fame. They should have just made the Hall of Fame with just me in that.
How did you stick it to your boss?
So I had a disciplinary, because I was just like, I walked out of work, innit? I walked out of work to do a gig, because my manager went to me. My manager was like, look, I'm not telling you to walk out of work, but you can't do this gig if you're at work. That's all I'm saying. And then he just hung up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You make the decision kind of thing. So I walked out of work, got a disciplinary, and my boss, he was a dickhead anyway. I hated him. And something in my mind just told me, look, you know what? This is the last job you can actually physically do.
Yeah.
Like, you just, or mentally do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And during the disciplinary, he asked me to explain why I'd been late and all these times and walked out of work and not turned up and stuff. And I just thought, you know what? I might as well just get like a fucking G.
I just
started slewing this guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fucking prick. The only reason your fucking wife's with you is because she literally doesn't speak a word.
He went in. I live with a bang like that, but not as bad. Yours definitely is the Wall of Fame.
Talking about his wife, you know.
Nah, I didn't go that deep.
I had to.
Pussy wouldn't have that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy stuff.
But not insulting his wife, insulting him.
Yeah.
Do you know? Because he's literally, when I met his wife, she genuinely didn't speak English.
Yeah.
So I was like, she doesn't understand how much of a dickhead you are.
I imagine you probably have a lifetime ban from Evan Cycles now, right? You
possibly
can't go near one. There's probably a restraining order.
Shout out Cycle Surgery.
come on. Pick
wow,
up you
okay.
Lot. Yeah, man. So my last job was Sky, I think.
Yeah.
So I did kind of the same thing. I had like a big opportunity and they were like, nah, you can't go. And I was like, no, I'm definitely going. And they were like, nah, you can't go. I'm like, it's next week. They're like, nah, you're not allowed the day off. I said, you know what? I'm out. But it was a massive call centre, so it's like the whole of the Sky. And people knew I was, so I just literally just like, I'm out.
I would have liked it if
like,
you left.
Oh,
that would have been really good
clap.
If you left.
It was
and
a massive clap.
On tables as you
I really wanted to do that.
That would be amazing.
I should have done that. I just walked out.
Next time. Oh, there won't be a next time.
Yeah, there's no more.
You just
next
go
time.
Back.
Yeah, we're done.
Go back. Do your notice. Do you know? Actually, I'm going to fulfil my notice.
Yeah.
And then that same day, I'm out again.
Next time, Sky will be employing you to that present, and he'll be like, yo.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah, actually, man's been on Sky Sports since then, so it's mad. Yeah,
it's mad how the world works. Let's get into some music though, shall we?
Let's get into your song.
And then we've got a game for you after.
Oh, I love games.
I wanna take you away. You should come with me. Just any place. I'll show you what I see. Dungarees, baby girl, show me what's underneath. Big back, I take you across the seas. I know there's not a lot that you want from me. It's like you got me locked up in custody. It feels like love to me. You should come see the world. I need you, girl, I really need you, girl. You can see the vision, I see myself. I can succeed, but I need your help. Just give me the time of day. Just give me your time and date. Me and you can fly away. Let's go right away, baby, I'm right away.
I'm gonna take you away. You should come with me.
Talking over the dreamy parts, you know, it makes me sound like I do this all the time.
Professional.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Makes it sound like I'm here every week.
Well, I've heard you do it when we go to the pub afterwards. You do it in the pub, you talk over little outro songs.
Yeah,
and
that's
just
true.
Hey, I would like a get everyone cider, swaying. Please.
Inside. Inside with the sounds of the one like eyes.
Yeah.
We got a game for you, pal.
I'm ready.
There we have. We've all got pens and pens. Well, okay, we'll see. So, because you have a song called Take Me Away, I'd like to take you all away to all different countries.
Okay,
sick.
Cool.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some lyrics from six national anthems translated into English. And all I want to know is, can you tell me which country they're the anthem for? Okay, so let's play a game of...
National Anthem with Michael Payne, Star national One and anthem. Eyes on Foo Bar Radio.
I just write down the
Lana Del Rey there, but Lana Del Rey. We love a bit of Lana.
We do.
But, here we go. So, this is anthem number one.
Until the pebbles grow into boulders, lush with moss.
Okay.
Do we get clues? No?
Do you want clues?
So I'd love a clue.
Think about what country that could be from. In the national anthem, it's until the pebbles grow into boulders, lush with moss.
That was it.
Yeah,
that's a line from a lyric.
That is translated into English, a lyric from an actual existing national anthem.
Can we have a little, like, wheel up, pull up? Try again.
Until the pebbles grow into boulders, lush with moss.
I don't know, maybe a clue.
Boulders, mush with moss.
Yeah, no, but think about it. I'll give you clues afterwards because you're already thinking about it. Isaac's putting some work into this. He's thinking about it.
Until the pebbles grow into boulders.
I mean, I can tell you if you want a fun fact about this country. This country has such a low birth rate that there are more adult diapers sold than baby diapers.
Mental.
Is it again?
This country has such a low birth rate that there are more adult diapers sold than baby diapers.
Well, that's probably a better clue.
I'm just cheating.
I think it's really obvious now.
How is that obvious?
No, it's not obvious, of course. It's never obvious, of course.
I'm going to have to wait for clues, mate.
That was the clue.
But if I'm right, that all makes sense now.
That was your clue.
Because, yeah.
How? What the fuck?
A low
what am
birth
I missing?
Rate for the country.
No, that actually makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Let's go on to the next one.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, no clues needed for eyes. Let's go. Here's number two.
I hope I'm right. If
I'm yeah. Join in the
Let's go for
I've
number
got to start
two.
Folding because, boy, there's a lot of eyes on eyes.
Exactly. Okay, here is number two. Think about what national anthem this could be from.
Let us join in the cohort. We are ready to die.
We are ready to die.
Yeah, let us join in a cohort. We are ready to die.
Oh, they're on stuff.
Properly.
Proper, really.
They're on
okay.
stuff.
So, according to legend...
Is this a country from Game of Thrones or something?
No, it's a real
What's
country.
What's a cohort?
Like a group of people kind of associated.
Oh, like a whole, yeah.
Cohort.
Let's join in a gang?
Cohort.
My cohort?
Yeah.
Okay, according to legend, in 1889, a popular cheese and tomato dish was named after the current queen of this country.
Oh, there's a queen
okay,
there.
Okay,
that makes it easier, no?
Yeah, that makes it very easy.
But it doesn't make it easy.
No, it does. Wait. If I told you the name of the queen, it'd be obvious, so I'm not going to do
that. Yeah, yeah.
But also, she could be named after a drink as well.
Cocktail.
A cocktail, too.
Cheese and tomato dish.
Yeah, cheese and tomato dish. A popular, very popular cheese and tomato dish.
Very popular. Mamma mia.
Oh, no. I didn't even know. Okay, well, I think if you don't get it from that, then... Oh, well,
yeah. I already got it from that. I kind of got it from that.
Whew, okay.
I wasn't going to tell anyone.
Here's number three.
They are coming right into your arms to cut the throats of your sons, your women.
They're coming right into your arms to cut the throats of your sons, your women.
That sounds like that guy, you know, they're snatching up your kids. That sounds like an old school version.
Okay, I can give you. Do you need a fact about this country?
I'd love one.
Man.
All right, it's against the law to carry live snails on high speed trains without buying their own tickets in this country.
Blood clot, that's a lot of snails.
Per snail, you've got
so
to buy a ticket.
Random. I'm just going to go to somewhere around.
I mean, thank God it's not this country. It's going to be really expensive for a train ticket, but...
Right, this is menace.
Not dead snails, you're right. Live snails. Dead snails are fine. Got something for that?
I've got a guess.
Gonna have to.
Okay, well, this is number four, then.
I am like the roaring flood, powerful and independent. I'll tear apart mountains, exceed the heavens, and still gush out.
Okay.
Is that Beyoncé?
I'm like the roaring flood. Powerful and independent. I'll tear apart mountains, exceed the
that's
heavens, Beyoncé-sia. And still gush out. Yeah.
That's definitely the country
it's not
of Beyoncé.
Yeah. Well, okay. The national sport of this country features wrestlers wearing leather trousers and covering themselves in olive oil.
Wow.
Still sounds like Beyoncé-sia. She'd definitely get the guys of the country to do that.
Yeah.
That's your national service.
Beyoncé, that is too joke. I'm actually writing it down. That's number four.
That should be a country.
That should be a new country.
It probably will be soon.
It will definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
One million.
The beehive will move in it.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's somewhere cold where they fight with.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
So let me go.
Cold olive oil. I don't think they
would. No, not cold olive oil.
Oh.
Cold
because
they're
going to
be they're fighting with jeans still.
This is four.
Right?
Or
this is four.
They're wearing leather trousers.
Leather trousers.
And they cover themselves in olive oil when they wrestle.
Is that number five?
That's four.
I think I put something else for four.
Olive oil is a clue.
Number three was not being illegal. Do you have to buy a train ticket for live snails?
I'll go back afterwards.
Number five.
The path to glory is built by the bodies of our foes.
Fucking hell. These are some hard lyrics, you know.
Yeah, they are serious.
And people chat shit about drill.
Yeah, relearn that back. That was drilled off. Put that at the start of a drill tune.
Yeah.
Let's get locked off.
Let me just hear that one more time.
You got to recite these lyrics like this, you know?
Ends up on Pornhub.
The path to glory.
These lyrics are drill as fuck.
The path to glory is built by the bodies of our foes. The national currency of this country is the dong.
Dong.
I know this.
Dong, not the don. The don. The dong.
The dong. I know this.
D-O-N-G.
Dong.
Dong.
Two dong.
I'm gonna get
two two dong.
Two dong in my account.
Yeah.
Two dong might buy a house. Two dong. Hey, somewhere south. Hey, where's dong then? Oh. Need a little wink. Anyone give me?
I'm gonna go
for Asia. Somewhere in Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah. That looks.
But
that
not beyond
right.
Asia.
I did not. I did not. I twitched.
I'm gonna go for Singapore.
Not.
It won't be Singapore.
No, I wouldn't put Singapore.
I wouldn't put Singapore.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't put that. I wouldn't.
It's probably like good morning there, but I don't know. So number six.
Oh, man, this is really
should we go for number
fair.
Six? I can always play them again, don't you worry. Here's number six, the final.
We swear by the lightning that destroys by the streams of generous blood being shed.
We swear by the lightning that destroys by the streams of generous blood being shed.
Generous? They were going to give you shit, but you're still killing them.
Get
fuck
generous
sake,
blood.
What is
generous
wrong with these
blood.
Countries?
The streams of generous blood. Okay.
Is this like a submission statement?
In this country, when England were held to a 0-0 draw to this shit. Country at the 2010 World Cup, a bird nested on top of the goalpost.
Oh shit, so it's not
it's
India
really,
then.
It's in
it's not
Spain one.
I had India.
No, it's not India.
India.
It's not no, India. No, no, it's not
I think
India.
I know what it is.
I can't remember England's group though.
I think
probably
it
got knocked out.
Has everyone got something?
I'm just going to change it still.
Do you need like a little any more
I need number one again.
Okay, number one.
Until the pebbles grow into boulders, lush with moss.
Jeez, man's got that.
Yep.
I still don't understand.
Very low
how
birth
you did that.
Rate this country.
Can I have number five again?
Please? Yeah, sure. Number five.
I've got the same answer for number one and five.
So. Okay, this is number five.
The path to glory is built by the bodies of our foes.
National currency is the
glory.
Dong.
And it's dong dong.
Dong dong.
This
dong,
number
dong.
One is pissing me off, you know.
I mean, you'll know it.
I need dong.
I mean, you definitely, obviously, you would know this country, dong. But
dong 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 dong.
Dong dong.
I'm really thinking. Wait, let me just say some places.
Anyone need? Need any more, Adam?
I'm ready for answers, man.
I'm almost ready for answers. I'm very close. I'm very, very close.
Does anyone need anything? I mean, I'll try and give you another clue.
Number one, yeah. Give me another clue.
Oh, please. I do know. So I actually researched some facts earlier. In this country, crooked teeth are seen as being highly attractive. And so a number of females go to the dentist to get their straight teeth crooked, made
that's
crooked.
That's actually mad.
Where's that at?
In number one's country. But I think you've probably got it.
I know where they go to get their straight teeth crooked. They've been shot me on Instagram
been
for my
very
teeth.
Attractive in this country.
Oh!
What?
Oh!
Have you got it?
I'm a dickhead. I never looked at anyone's page. I just clocked. Low birth rate. I'm so dumb.
I mean, that was the first clue.
I'm such a prick.
And okay. That all makes sense about the rocks together making...
Still don't make sense.
Lush with what? Moss. It's really easy when you think about it.
Huh?
Well, let's get some answers.
Is it pop there? Oh, stop. No, you've got something now.
I have got something, but I just got what you just
but
said.
I'm wrong.
No.
You said something about a wall, didn't you?
I didn't say nothing about
you did,
a wall.
You did.
He did say a wall.
All right, let's go to the answers. All right,
okay, let's start with Adam. What do you have for number one?
China or Japan?
Which one are you going for? Not the same country.
Japan.
A man said China or Japan. Yeah. Like they're not too.
So you're going for Japan, okay? And what do you have?
I'm going for China.
Okay, what do you have?
100% China.
100% Japan. So well done there, Adam. Well done. What? It's Japan.
Where were they building walls
Japan.
Though? And they've got
But aren't China more famous for their low birth rate?
That's they what are, I was thinking.
You're taking the Japan trolling.
Japan do as well.
No.
Yeah.
Japan
but that's not what you straight, lead though. With when you talk about Japan. You don't.
Right. Hey, listen, you guys need to do your research.
You're trolling.
Do your research.
I've done my research, and China definitely want wonky teeth.
They.
And so Japan as well.
Oh, just because China's bigger does not mean they're more important.
Exactly. It's Japan all the way. Okay.
Fucking hell.
Well done, Adam.
Oh, okay. Fucking hell. And he said China or Japan.
I know,
he led with China.
But
I've changed
Channel
5. I'm I've changed number
right,
five.
Eyes, what do you have for number two, please?
Number two, I have Italy.
Okay. Michael,
yes,
Italy.
Italia.
Oh, this is where I messed up. I put three as Italy, but yeah, I meant to put it as number two.
But you didn't, did you? So no
so
points
what did
there.
You put?
No. I put Serbia.
Serbia. The Queen Margarita of Serbia. The pizza.
I was for ages reading that the whole game. Sorry.
Serbia.
No, I think.
What's the Serbian chocolate?
I've got seven answers, so I think
okay.
I messed up. But anyway.
Could you name me a popular Serbian cheese and tomato dish?
I think I was running off the. When they were ready for war, I just thought Serbians are on this
thing.
Yeah.
Well, it was Queen Margarita, so it's a cocktail or a pizza.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. Number three, Michael Payne, please. What do you have?
I just guessed France.
Mm-hmm. Eyes.
I've got Romania or Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. And what do you
have? I guess France as well.
Well, you both right there. France. France is correct. So
are you changed shit? Are you lying?
Well, it's the snails, isn't it?
You know, it was the snails.
Yeah. It's snails,
right?
France.
Yeah, you can't. You have to buy a ticket for snails if you're on a high
damn.
Speed train.
Yeah, snails.
Snails.
Trust me.
Oh, that's me out.
That's true.
What? How did I?
And that's actually
that?
A fact.
I'm so upset that you both got that and I didn't.
It's a fact.
I snail. It's only yeah. High what? Snails.
Why?
So French
only
well.
On high speed trains. You probably get a local train for free with the snails. That's fine.
Crazy. I'm not going to France with my snail.
Nah, that's actually putting me right off taking my snail to France.
Yeah, well, expensive. All right, okay, so number four, Adam, what did you have?
Palestine.
Palestine, okay. Eyes?
Spain. Spain.
Spain.
Spain.
Spain. And Michael? Spain.
I've got Spain. Greece or Cyprus, but I've got a feeling you're going to make me choose.
Yeah, choose one.
Cyprus.
I mean, they're both wrong. It's Turkey, but
so close, yet so far.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew it was Mediterranean.
Mm. I thought olive oil. I was just going
there. Right. One, that's what I went on.
Right. Okay. So number five, eyes. What do you have?
I've got China.
China.
Good morning, Vietnam!
I've got Vietnam too.
You haven't got, you said you didn't say.
Hey, look, it's my first one. I've crossed out.
You crossed out. Right, I can't take a point, but I haven't said it's right either. What have you got?
Oh, my days.
I've got South Korea or China. I'm going to go China.
Okay.
I'm
going to go
Vietnam. I cannot
point for
it.
Michael Payne.
I'm having that. What? You know why I changed it?
Why did you change it?
Can I just say that?
Because I said good morning.
I changed it, yeah, because China was wrong at the start. I just changed it halfway through.
Was
I allowed to change it halfway through?
What did you say?
I have to keep my original. Because if it's keeping my original, I've got a point.
So you said Vietnam is what you're saying.
I'm going to put it as a tick.
All right, fine. Okay, fine. You get a point. Right, finally.
This is the competitive thing.
Number six.
I've got to take the win.
What do you have for six, Eyes?
Portugal.
Portugal.
Or India.
I've also
you have to pick one.
I'm trying. All right, Portugal.
What?
Portugal.
What links the two?
Yeah. I don't even know what the question was about. They're two different colours.
What was their thing?
It was, we swear by the lightning that destroys, by the streams of generous blood being shed. It was the World Cup.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be Portugal or India.
Exactly.
India are not in the World Cup, though.
So I thought, first of all, the Ganges, like the river with all the dead bodies.
Okay.
Then obviously, I heard World Cup and I thought.
I said Portugal as well.
Yeah, see you later.
I mean, Portugal have decriminalised everything. Like, I don't think they're going around doing generous blood being shed, but you know, cool.
May as well change that then.
Okay, yeah, what do really you have, fast. Michael?
I have
Payne?
Norway.
Mm-hmm. What do you have?
I had Portugal.
It's Algeria.
My brothers.
Sorry. So that means that in joint second place is Adam and Eyes, but the winner, as always, is Michael Payne with 3 points, but not
victory
a perfect
Bogle.
Score.
Right. Not a perfect score, but you know what they say.
Good score.
Three is the magic number.
Better than how we lost in the pub quiz last week.
This is amazing.
Yeah, that's decent. 50 goddamn percent. That's a C.
That was crazy, actually, for saying that. Yeah. You didn't have a clue.
Right.
Right.
Especially with the France thing. No creating tension. It was just silent.
Yeah. There's a over. I will lay dead bodies down.
Jackal.
These games do a lot to your psyche, you know.
Exactly. The best man won, though.
Thank you very much.
I do know some more stuff about the world, so thank you for teaching me.
No, thank you. It's educational.
And one thing I do know is that the people that wrote national anthems were on some fug shit.
Yeah, man. Oh, I suppose it's just like don't test us, isn't it?
It was your time.
On this
but it was so poetic.
Yeah. I know, aggressive. You've got to give it.
Very aggressive.
They're cutting the throats of sons, women.
Yeah. It's drill music. It's like
this early drill.
It's early drill. It's when they go into war, man them on the field.
Honestly, they're probably singing and like, shh, shh.
On the way over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely doing the drill fucking hand gestures. 1,000,000%.
I shall not.
But thanks so much for joining us, Eyes. Especially coming all the way down from Derby as well,
exactly,
man.
Man. Have to make it happen, man.
You look the part as well. You dressed in all grey knowing you were going to London.
I know. It was a bit crazy.
I bet when you walk through the city, it looks like it's just arms, legs, and a head floating.
Yeah, it doesn't it? Leave me alone. It's not that grey in London. It's kind of nice.
To be fair, it is. You picked the right day to wear grey. You're actually standing out in grey. Genius.
Yeah, man.
Motherfucking genius. But honestly, thanks for coming down. And, you know, we've been supporting you for time. We will continue to
too,
do
man.
So. Before you go, let people know where they can find you on socials and where you're going to be around this summer.
At Eyes_UK. That's EYEZ_UK. And this summer, I'm going to be in a place near you.
There you go.
Definitely going to be there. Have a look for me and go on Ticketmaster and find out why I'm going to be there. Also, fam, I just need to put it out there. You have the best, and I mean the best crepe selection ever, bruv.
Mm.
You always come with the best trainers.
Thanks, mate.
And I just looked over there.
Yeah,
and I'm running away with them. Man, you always have a sick pair, but that's enough. That's enough flattering.
My G, thank you so much, mate. I only do it for the recognition.
You live for that. You know? I live for that. But they're absolutely amazing, bro.
Love my G. Let's get into a song. When we come back, we've got some more games. We've got some more shit talking, and we're gonna have Cause in the studio as well. It's FUBAR Radio.
What up, G? How you? Ain't nothing, man. You know me. Same shit, different toilet. I can't call it. I'm a cakeaholic.
Hey, yo, what's up with your man that you caught that little thing with over there?
Nah, man.
Heard something moving real oppy, man.
Nah,
something
man.
Crazy,
nah, like, not my man. He won't do
the
that.
Safe and all that, man.
He got the count on my safe.
Matter of fact, ain't that son come out the building right there?
Wait, where you at? I'm on his body.
What you said, nigga? With this gun to your head, nigga? Oh, you a dead nigga. Hope that don't go over your head, nigga. What you said, nigga? With this gun to your head, nigga? Oh, you a dead nigga. Hope that don't go over your head, nigga. You came home, gave you chits, gave you kicks. We caught a lick, I gave you the whole brick. Paid your lawyer so your charging wouldn't stick.
Get out of jail.
Now you flip, heard you was talking shit.
Can't believe this.
When I put you on your feet, now I gotta put you 6 feet.
Peter Rowe.
Oh, you think this shit is sweet? Well, I'm the candy man. Keep hammers like a handyman.
No, I got it.
I'ma spin your block around 8.
Where you at?
With a 9, hit a nigga 10 times.
In his back.
All 11. You know how I move.
Boom.
Put a pussy on the channel 12 news. I keep the ooze like the exterminator. All the punk terminate 'em like I'm Terminator. Schwarzenegger, scorching nigga. I offer nigga. How your homies lighting candle and pouring liquor.
R.I.P.
What you said, nigga? With this gun to your head, nigga? Oh, you a dead nigga. Hope that don't go over your head, nigga. What you said, nigga? With this gun to your head, nigga? Oh, you a dead nigga. Hope that don't go over your head, nigga. I'm the type to watch your house if you don't watch your mouth. I ring your bell while the other homie watching out. Ring, watch me clear the scene. Last thing you seen was that infrared beam. Oh, you a gangster, nigga, prove it. I move with that shit they shoot up the schools with. Taliban, Afghanistan, I'm dropping bombs. I'm sending hits, my alibi, recording songs. Popping shit right in the disc for talking wrong. Fuck sending threats, I'm DMX, get at me, dawg. You niggas blogging on computers. I'm in the field still mobbing with the shooters.
Gang shit.
Ruler clips on the Ruger. Catch a nigga sneak this and I'ma boom ya. Stay with the Tommy like I'm Ghost in Power.
I got you, don't
I ain't hear you, say it a little loud.
Choke up, nigga.
What you said, nigga? With this gun to your head, nigga? Oh, you a dead nigga. Hope that don't go over your head, nigga. What you said, nigga? With this gun to your head, nigga? Oh, you a dead nigga. Hope that don't go over your head, nigga.
Don't step outside. Don't step outside. Don't step outside your area. Don't step. Don't step. Don't step outside.
That's Uncle DJ Premier featuring Casanova. I get to call him Uncle. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Why?
Because we're friends.
Okay.
He's, and he's my uncle.
You're friends with Premier?
I am. And that's literally my the only thing I ever continuously brag about with no fucking shame.
I call him.
He's in my phone book.
Have you said just I love it. If challenge him. Call, yeah, call him.
I know, I wouldn't call him. I could send him a message.
You could
though.
Call your uncle.
Send him a message.
But he's genuinely my mate.
That's mad.
Swear down.
That is actually mad.
Thank you. Bragging right.
Do you want to tell a story or not?
I met him when two friends of mine, the Rizzle Kicks boys, Jordan and Harley, they knew how big a fan I was of this guy. For years and years and years, he's personified, he's embodied what hip-hop is. When I hear the word hip-hop, I think of a DJ Premier beat. Yeah, it's as simple as that. It's literally simple as that. And they were going to be in the studio with him, so they texted me, like good friends do, and said, do you want to come and hang out in the studio with Premier? We hit it off, became mates, and then when I was in New York, he even came to check for me. That's how I know we're friends.
Uncle
That's how
Premier.
I know we're friends. Uncle yeah. Primo, man.
I would say that every day. I'd have it on my wall.
I do, mate. That's how I get on transport for free, and people don't even know who the fuck I'm talking about
snails
sometimes.
Well,
I don't care.
Just
force
well.
My way on.
It's on your CV, I believe.
It's
well,
literally.
It? Twitter bio, it's everywhere.
Business card.
You got a tattoo of it somewhere.
Don't even have a business. Do you know what I mean? But we've got a special guest, the second and final special guest coming through today's Revolving Doors, joining myself, Sarah Dibunda, and Adam from Star One. It's the one and only Cause.
Hey. Hey.
Very, very, very accomplished musician, producer. I knew you, I think I first met you, correct me if I'm wrong, when you were heading, you were Professor Green's MD, but also you'd produced like most of his albums.
Yeah, I was his exec producer.
Yeah.
Like we did, with all three albums that he's done to right. date, I did, yeah.
And where is that? That's obviously put your foot in the door massively in the industry. But there's a new cause now, isn't there?
What do you mean?
As in sort of output mindset, just the way you seem. Because I've known you for years.
Yeah, long time.
You seem to be you seem to have kind of. Reinvented yourself? Would that be the wrong phrase to use?
I mean, we all do that, though. You know, every few years, I think, you have to really look at what you're doing with yourself and be like, is this really what I want to do? Or am I just kind of like, have I just fallen into this dynamic? Mm. And with me, you know, we did a lot. Me and Green, we did a lot of stuff. We were going for like, it must have been like 15 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we did all the first mixtapes before, you know.
Of course.
We played shows to like 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, we travel to, I don't know, Brighton.
Yeah.
And do a show to 4 people.
Yeah.
And then, you know. And so, we've been going for a long time. And then, after a while, you kind of feel like, well, you know, we've been in this dynamic for time. Is this really what I want to do now? Like, it was great. We had some great times, but I kind of stepped out of that after the third album, and I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna focus. I'm gonna figure out what I actually want to do.
Yeah,
because that was all consuming. Do you know what I mean? People would be like, "Oh, who else you been working with?" And I'd be like, you know, because I'm doing everything. I was across all the tracks.
Uh-huh.
I was doing all the live stuff, doing all the TV stuff. You know, it was full on. So, so like the last few years have just been like, you know, self-searching and self-development and trying to figure out actually whose cause away from all of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And how have you adjusted?
Well, it's taken a second, man. It's a lot. It's a lot. Like, when something's been your life for such a long period of time, you've really got to take some time to really have some experiences on your own. And, like, it's like withdrawal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're withdrawing from this, like, massive thing. But, we've found our way now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's all good.
Well, there's a new single out, Depend On Me.
Yeah.
And tell us about that. Tell us about the kind of background, the reason for it.
Well, the sample, the Teedra Moses sample, it's quite deep, actually. So basically, like, this girl I was dating a few years ago, she sent me that tune and she was like, "Oh, do you remember this tune? Do you remember?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, this is sick. And this was like 2015 or something. And I was thinking, well, what, like I need to flip this somehow. Like, I need to do it. Tried some stuff, didn't really work, so I kind of left it alone. And anyway, me and her didn't work out.
Right.
And then eventually I was just like, after it stopped, I just caught away with it. Like, because I had the story then.
Yeah.
And then I kind of put it together. And it's kind of an amalgamation of, like, a bunch of relationship experiences and, you know, all kind of squished together. But I'm surprised I haven't got any phone calls yet or been added,
right,
on a mad one.
Do you kind of when you're that honest on the tune, is there ever any hesitation when you're actually sort of, you know, writing it?
I think you gotta think about people. You can't throw people under the bus that don't deserve to be thrown under the bus, like, live in front of everybody else for your own kind of selfish gratification. But I think as an artist, you've really got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, the truth doesn't necessarily mean black and white. Like, this is exactly what happened and how it happened and when it happened. It's also like where, okay, that was the feeling that I got in this situation. And that was the feeling I got in that one. So I can explain it in this way and people can empathize with what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
okay.
It's not like this girl did this and that girl did that and, you know, fuck you. This is what it is. But the people that, like, kind of the muses of it will understand, like, what it's saying.
Okay. So. Codes. Let's hear it. Would you do us the honor of introducing it for us?
Yeah. Hey, this is Cause, and this is my new single, Depend On Me, featuring Maz.
He just burst my bubble, and I was like, fuck you. I don't cope with the world well, just avoid trouble. Waiting for you to clock that I ain't what you thought I was when I got you. So when things don't go well, I'm always like, what's new? It ain't you, it's me. You're hard on yourself, so you won't agree. I didn't
close to me. I'm just unavailable emotionally. Couple things went down that are broken me. Still dealing with them now, hope openly. But I'm a mess, baby, no hope for me. There I go again, talking about me. Love telling you I'm fucked up, cause it's comforting. An excuse to face all my problems. So I don't feel bad when I run again. Cause I ain't ready for love again. Yeah, I guess I can't pretend. Can't pretend that I'm mad again. Cuss me, got a poor at the gym. Last cigarette.
Depend on Me by Cause featuring Maz. That's a big change.
Hey,
I like
you,
that.
Man.
The sample, man. You can't go wrong with that sample. Yeah. Honestly. Shout out Tedra Moses. Be Your Girl. That's like that's literally one of my favourite songs
ever.
I
love it. I love it so much.
And I always think that when it comes to music, if you can get if you can get ladies on your side, then you're winning.
What's really interesting though? Because I'm basically being a deadbeat on that song. It's all about me being like non-committal and like, you know, trying to avoid getting stuck in stuff and like making really poor excuses for that and stuff.
But the thing is,
but
think
girls like it though.
No, but
it's
the thing
so
is,
weird.
I think because the thing is, I think some of them can relate.
Right.
It's not just men that are emotionally unavailable.
Yeah.
Some women can relate to men's lyrics.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know, I mean, and actually that was quite a conscious thing, like having Maz do a verse on there, because I'm like, look, I don't want to just sound like this is just a man thing,
yeah,
and this is like a patriarchy thing,
yeah,
like it's not, I know it's just a human thing,
yeah,
and we all get into places where we're like non-committal sometimes.
Absolutely.
And we just like, you know, we're in a bit of a haze,
yeah.
And I'd never experienced that before, really. I'd always been in like really long relationships and stuff, and they'd just been cool and they just hadn't worked out for whatever reason, and then after like this like massive life change, all of a sudden, I'm just like, wait, hold on. Like, I don't have the headspace to like think about what's going on with other people and like keeping them happy and all that stuff. So I'd end up in all these like really mini non-committal things all the time, and it kind of like, it didn't work out for the best.
But
that's what it is.
Little bite-sized relationships.
Yeah, that's the journey.
and also you have to cater for people. I think the song's so good because there is going to be a certain proportion of people that are not listening to the lyrics. And they're going to be, oh my God, it's got the Tedra Moses sample.
Yeah,
oh my God, it's a turn up. You got to cater for people like that?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I try not to approach music in that way. Like, it's just like, that's a feeling. Yeah. There's an actual story behind the sample. I'm not just like, that's a cool sample. Yeah, let me just flip it. It's like, yeah, there's actually a story here, and that's what the song's all about. Mm-hmm. So that, and that's what it is. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And I, you know, that's why I really tried to take the melody away from the original and like do something totally different and stuff. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a big tune. It's a big tune.
Thank you, man.
Let's get into the second game of the day without further ado.
We've all got pens and paper in front of us, so write them down. So we thought, because we have Star One, or one of Star One, or they are Star One, half star.
Sometimes Natalie explains things like no one else in the room speaks English. Because we have
The word star is what I'm emphasising. One. And you tweeted on Monday, it's so mad how the universe works. Mad.
Stars.
So, here are some clips I've got that represent different planets in the solar system. Hence why I said star. I was playing on that word. I wasn't speaking slow motion. Star.
I forgot my name.
Understand me.
Yes.
Right. I just want to know what planets are they. So let's play a game of Space Face.
Space Face with Michael Payne. Star One and Cause on FUBAR Radio.
Okay. So I'm going to play you some clips. And they're going to relate in some way to a planet. I will, obviously, I know you, was one of you, Michael Payne, will be challenging me on at least one of them. I know that you always, but I enjoy that.
Don't make it be Pluto, Nat. Don't make it be Pluto.
What do you mean?
I'm joking. That Sorry, I didn't planet. Know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so here is number one. Just think about what planet it could relate to, okay?
Okay, I've got you.
It's a song.
Yeah, no, it's not the song. It's what planet.
Yeah, I've got it.
It could mean anything there. It could be the song. It could be the song title. It could be the person that's done the song. It could be anything. But in some way, that relates to a planet.
And this feels like a school quiz.
Knows it.
Yeah,
you've
I feel like
straight
I've, got,
away.
I've got that. Yeah.
Straight away, you've got what planet that relates to.
Oh,
I love it. I love that you've
I mean, I get like Star Trek-y, but I don't know. It's,
no, that's not Star Trek. That's not the Star Trek theme.
I know it's not the theme, but Pharrell was. Oh, I've got it.
Right. Yeah, just have
why do I keep missing things?
I'm not giving.
That was so.
On
it's actually too obvious.
It's too obvious.
I'm looking far too deep.
Yeah.
It's too obvious.
Think about it in a simpler way. All right, two of you have got it. Let's move on to. I think we don't know yet. Here's number two. Think about what planet.
I love how he hasn't got it.
What planet this? I'll play it again. Well, I don't need you. Know
I think
what
I
it
might
is,
drop dead in a sec.
All right. What? But you might make a comeback here. What planet is this?
Mm. Oh. Well, now that I've eaten this, I can definitely work, rest, and play.
It's just
that's
something
good.
We recorded in the office earlier. B was chewing that.
Good
B. Oh,
be.
That's too many clues. So have a think about that.
What did she say at the end?
Now I've eaten this, I can work, rest, and play.
No, I'm still vexed about number one.
I'm quietly vexed. I'm thinking
I'm
about it.
I'm lost on this one, though.
Okay. I'm screwing.
But think about what she's chewing something. Think about a planet that it could be. Okay.
I'll be
have a guess at any planet.
Oh,
okay.
I got it.
Okay. Here is number three.
It's not there.
It's relating to the person that said that. It's a comedian.
Play that again.
Couldn't tell from that clip, but
it's not there.
So it's a comedian whose
she's cracking up in her back.
Surname in some way can relate to a planet.
She's dying.
He's in stitches.
It's a comedian. His surname in some way sounds like it could be a planet. Well, it's got many similar letters to the planet.
He sounds northern.
He's not northern.
Not there.
It's not northern.
I swear,
never
I know
mind
the voice,
him. Never mind him.
Never mind the.
It's not the show name, it's the comedian name. The comedian name, or the planet I'm actually looking for. Sorry, it's
I've
the planet
name. I kind of got it, I feel.
I feel like Cause might win this one, you know.
No, I kind of feel like I've forgotten some planet names and shit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think it's mad long winded, but it might
okay,
be.
Okay, I'm looking
it might
forward
be
to that.
It might be that.
Yeah, we all got something. No.
Yeah.
If I don't win this game, I'm never coming back to this fucking show.
I can't fix it though.
Gonna have to name the
show.
What
is it gonna be like? Whoever wins the game stays on. It's their show now.
Yeah.
I'll come to a show.
They are laughing at that one outside now. No pressure, guys. Who gets the show? The winner gets the show.
I like that. Secure the bag.
Okay, here is planet number 5 clue. That's from a cartoon. I can't give you any more clues. It's very obvious.
Yeah, I feel I have that.
Come on, you know this. Oh God, Michael.
Play again, please.
Yeah.
Wow, it's the Chorus Show. Lovely.
Oh, what number was that?
That was 5.
Oh, fuck's sake! Right, five? Yeah, know that.
That was 5. No, 4 was. Oh no, I missed 4. I missed four.
Oh wait, so where are we at? That was 5. Okay.
That was 5. We'll go back to 4. I got too excited. Anyway, sorry. This is 4.
That's not clear.
It's something looking for something. It's some sort of a piece of thingy that looks for something.
Yeah.
It's a Geiger counter looking for something. What could it be looking for? Or what could it be related to the planet? This one's is the hardest one, I have to say.
I'm just going to guess a planet.
Yeah. You've all got one. You've all got one. Put it that way. We've all got one. Everybody's got one.
Tell them to stop shouting stuff in. I can hear
stop
things.
Stop shouting stuff out there. We can hear you.
But they're trolling me.
Who's shouting? Yeah.
We've all
everyone
got one.
Everyone has got one. Every human. No, every just human. Every animal has one.
By the way you said that, I think I've got it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Afternoons with Star One.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
I can't believe this shit. This is fucking pissing me off.
Okay, we'll move on to numbers. This is actually number 6 now, okay? So have a think about what planet this relates to.
Wait. So what was number 5?
Number 5 was.
Okay, and number 4 was that. Okay, cool, yeah. All right, yeah. This is number
this is
6.
Final one, number 6. I know you're going to get this one, Michael. Not me and it shut down. Fix that. Look sharp. Okay.
What are you doing?
What the hell? That was
what is this?
I felt so many emotions. So,
yeah.
Think about every single artist that was played there and think about what connection they have.
Okay. Play again, please. Okay. Sorry.
That's not me and it shut down. Fix that. Look sharp. Think about what they could have won, all of them.
That was hot. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Aye, that's sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we ready to go for some
fucking
answers?
No, man. But that was tenuous, Nat. Jesus. No, that's
not tenuous. That was it's good. Really obvious. That one was good. Thank you.
It's
thank
not
you.
That obvious.
That one was good. I was thinking. I was like, they must have had something.
There's a connection.
I was thinking Mobos. But I was like, oh, there's some white people.
The Mobo planet. No. Okay, so number 1, what did you have, Michael Payne?
No, sorry, we're not going to get the recap.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, this is prison rules now.
All right, fine. You want a recap? What do you want a recap of?
All of them, please.
All right, okay. So, number 1.
Until the pebble.
Oh, no, that's the wrong one. That's the other game.
Again.
Whoops. This is number 1.
If you don't get this, you're going to
you're going to hate yourself for that.
For this one.
Yeah.
You're going to kick yourself. Okay, but number 2.
Mm. Yeah, I know that one.
Well, now that I've eaten this, I can definitely work, rest, and play.
Right, that's number 2. Okay. Number
I'm going to have a guess.
Number 3 is.
It's not there!
I don't know that one.
It's the surname of a comedian
that
I'm looking for that relates to. If you get the first 3 letters of his surname, you'll get the planet.
I think I've got it.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, cool. Okay, this is number.
Oh! Motherfucker! Oh, shit.
Have you got number 1 yet?
I ain't got number 1 yet. Right. I'm going to lie.
This is number
4. I'm getting there, though.
Okay, that's number, the one that's number 4. Number 4. Okay. Number 5. And you've all got number 6, right?
Yeah.
So you need to recap that. Okay, let's go. We're going for answers.
Come to me last for number 1.
Okay, because you don't have an answer, do you?
No, you
can't have an answer then. What do you have? Okay, I feel like Cause. What do you have?
Neptune.
What do you have, Adam?
Ah!
Fuck. No, fuck I knew
this.
It.
Fuck
I knew it. Why are you shouting? Like, that was.
That was quite easy.
Did you have that one?
That's so annoying. Why? I was going Star Trek.
I was going Star Trek.
I was going Star Trek. What planet did it land on is Star Trek. I don't watch Star Trek.
Yeah.
Why are you going Star Trek?
Because Pharrell Brown's like Star Trek's electric label.
Ah, okay. Said I was thinking just Neptunes.
Yeah. Completely forgot about the Neptunes.
Yeah.
You fully had the trademark 4-bar counting as well, and I still didn't clock.
Yeah. Call yourself a rapper.
Well,
I deserve to be lobotomized.
I actually thought you might challenge me because that was just Pharrell doing fronting, but it was produced by the Neptunes, and I was fully expecting.
Right, and it had this is what I'm saying. It had the trademark bam bam. You know it's going to be a hit when the Neptunes do that. You know them.
No, you know every one of their tunes has that. Every single one.
No, not every one, but it's the ones that are massive hits that have got that.
Okay, that's the thing.
It's the 4-bar count in the beginning. It's going to bust.
All right. Well. Number two, what did you have for number two then, Mike?
Mars.
Okay.
Just doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. I said Jupiter. Just because I'm guessing.
I said Mars.
Well, you're right.
Mars.
It is Mars.
And she said the strap line.
Mars
a day. Helps you work, rest, and play.
Yeah.
It's a lie, actually. I just got itis when I used to eat Mars. All I wanted to do was rest.
Adam, what did you have for number three?
I guessed it at Jupiter.
Okay, what cause was
well,
you?
Well, I got it wrong because I said Mars thinking it was Mark Lamar.
Okay.
I nearly got it wrong. I got Jupiter because of Phil Jupiter.
Phil Jupiter.
I get it right.
Yeah, that's right.
I had no idea who Phil Jupiter is.
Okay, but you got it right. Well done. So, what did you get for number four chords?
I was a guess as well. I said Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what did you have, Adam?
Uranus.
What did you have, Michael?
Uranus.
Correct, it was Uranus. Everybody has.
I might get all of these, you know. I've got all of them.
You have so far, actually. Yeah, all right. Well, let's see what you got for number five then.
There's some Pluto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you have? Pluto. Pluto. Yeah, Pluto. That is correct. So number six, I assume you all got
Mercury.
I
actually wrote Mercury as well, so I did that twice. I don't know why I clocked.
Care if I win. Yeah. Not. I've just,
well, I can tell you, Cordy, you got three.
Okay.
Well done, Michael Payne. You got five, but all full marks here. Adam was 6 out of 6.
Fair play, man. Like.
Taking your show, blood.
Guest co-host.
What would you like to do with the show next week? We'll talk about the show.
You're talking about it. I might invite Michael Payne on.
Okay. Wednesday afternoons with Star One.
Guest co-host of your own show. Sit there, blood.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I know you mean it as well, so I don't know. I'm laughing. Nothing, so I don't cry.
That's a nice game.
Yeah, that was a good game, man. Neptune's thing's pissed me off. Honestly, it's really pissed me off. I need to go and listen to some of their beats now.
Your punishment is to go and listen to all Neptunes all the next until they come back in next week.
It's quite
only
a good, quite a good punishment.
That's not too bad.
Well, maybe just that song on repeat.
Bounce, bounce, just that
just
loop
that
before
bars. Just that bit.
Bounce, 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 bounce. That would drive me mental. That would drive me mental. But thank you so much for joining us, Cause, man.
My pleasure, man.
Thanks for showcasing the new jam to us. It's out at the moment,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's out already, everywhere.
Let people know exactly where they can find it.
Yeah. So, well, you find me at Cause Music, Cores Music, everywhere on all socials. And the tune is on all streaming platforms, Depend On Me, featuring Mads. Yeah.
Big up. Once again, thank you so much, bro. Let's get into a song now. And when we come back, we're just going to be, I suppose, all that's left to do is chat shit.
Baby, the ghost of you is there. just to feel where you are. In the empty bed where we lie, I can't help but cry, just wondering why, oh why. Why you welcome back to me, baby? And my heart grows colder each day, the further away, the darling you sway from me. But now you're coming back to me, baby.
Very interesting lineup, that collaboration. That was The Next Men featuring Gentlemen's Dub Club and Holly Cook, who obviously has a famous father of the same name, Captain Cook.
Well, and also Thomas, the travel agent.
Thomas Cook, the travel agent, is her other parent.
Whose name's changed to TUI now. So
it's TUI now, yeah, exactly. Mm. He's her dad's rebranded.
But her real dad.
Her real dad is Norman Cook.
Yeah, there's Norman Cook. But her other real dad is
Quentin Cook, which is Norman Cook's real name. No. His real name.
I don't even know if his surname is Cook. Name is Quentin.
So Norman Cook, he made up, I was like, I'm going to call, oh, I need a good second name. And he needs to be Norman.
Yeah, it's Quentin's his real name.
So he's Fatboy Slim, known aka Norman Cook, aka Quentin.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's Quentin, if he's Quentin Cook or not. He might be something else.
That's too odd.
But like, even that's not her dad. Her dad is Paul Cook.
Her dad is Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols.
Norman Quentin
Norman
Cook.
Quentin Cook.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'd go with Quentin Cook.
Yeah, I like Quentin Cook.
That would just be my DJ, my producer name, my artist name, Quentin Cook. Yeah, man like Quentin Cook.
It's quite a mouthful, though.
It is, isn't it? There's something about it. Callum McSwiggan isn't up next.
No, he's not.
For anyone waiting agonisingly for my show to finish, he's not going to be here tonight. Is it?
It's a best of.
Yeah, it's the best of. To be fair, anything Callum says is the best, so it's going to be like literally 100 hours of Callum McSwiggan. He's a really good radio presenter.
Breaking news: he's born Quentin Leo Cook, so it's not Norman at all. Then
where's
Norman? No Norman.
Oh, so he's added Norman.
Why would you
add Norman?
That was a bet. That was a bet.
Leo Cook, Quentin Leo Cook. Oh, okay, so
no Norman.
Oh,
fair.
It's a mad name to add, but I kind of it kind of worked.
It's a swaggy
We're
name.
Still. About it.
Swaggy, yeah, this is true.
Oh, exactly.
that is the strangest thing I've heard today. Mm. Even we've heard some strange things today. Women having sex with ghosts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What else have we heard? That's it. Actually,
the snails. Train tickets for snails.
You need to buy a train ticket for a snail in France if it's not on a high speed train.
Yeah, high speed.
National anthem drill lyrics.
Are actually drill lyrics. Yeah, they're the hardest things ever. Can't ever chat shit about gangster rap anymore. Yeah. I don't care. Mm. I'm not hearing any slander about gangster rap, drill, trap, grime. I'll be like, you better fuck, Natalie.
Mm.
You're gonna be about with me every time when I go to. Any kind of when I go to meet any kind of politician or influential person
debate
exactly that talks about the negative influence that these songs have.
I'll pull that bit of paper out and read it out to them.
Pull out those blood clots.
Turkey on Greece.
On full on Greece, bruv. Who else?
Japan, I think we're on Greece.
Japan, yeah.
Greece
even?
Greece was on their Turkey.
It was Turkey, sorry.
Turkey. Who else? We have France, Italy, Vietnam, Algeria.
Mental. I'm going to pick a story and we're going to talk about it.
We already talked about the woman having sex with a ghost.
I found the toe one.
I don't want to talk about the mayonnaise one.
No, the toe one
at the same
found.
Time. What toe one?
I have a bit of paper in front of you on your where your hand is.
Actually, no. Let's talk about the woman peeing on the floor on the plane after being told she can't use the toilet.
Okay.
And do you know what the fucking airline was called? What? Genuinely. It's called Wizz Air. It was called Wizz Air.
That is too joke.
Can't make that shit up.
It doesn't say Wizz Toilet Air, so to be fair, they are just like Wizz anywhere.
Yeah, it's Wizz, isn't it? Yeah. It's Wizz Air. You take a Wizz in the air. She took this flight from London to Poland, and she took matters into her own hands after being told that she couldn't use the toilet. See, that makes the story sound different. It makes it sound like it was a number two.
Oh, but she took it into her own
took
hands.
It into her own hands. Yeah. And then she's got webbed fingers. While it is common practice for passengers to not be able to use the toilet during takeoff and landing, this woman wasn't having any of it and decided instead to simply urinate on the floor. An official statement from Wizz Air said that the woman had become unruly and the cabin... Popcorn fan, innit? And the cabin crew had reported her to authorities. The urination incident happened after this during landing. They explained in the statement that this is now a matter for the police.
Right. Okay. So it is quite common knowledge that you cannot go for a wee on taking off or landing. Mm-hmm.
You've got to be strapped in.
Right. So I'm not really siding with her on this one.
Why not put seatbelts on the toilets then?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. That would be weird to be on the toilet whilst taking off, wouldn't it?
No. When you got to go, you got to go.
That's true, but...
You can hold it.
You can wait.
Say if you can't.
Okay, pop that nappy
on. Say if you're incontinent. Oh, yeah, that's true.
You should have a nappy on. That's what they do in Japan. Yeah. As we know, they sell more adult diapers.
That's actually a mad stat.
Yeah, it is actually, isn't it? It's the low birth rate, yeah.
I was going to say, I want to know who compiled that stat, but it would be an easy stat to compile. We're not selling a lot of nappies. Yeah. Seems to be a lot of adults buying them, though.
Well, to be fair, that wouldn't really count because... A baby can't go in and buy their own nappies. All adults will be buying nappies.
Maybe all nappies being bought are secretly for adults.
Maybe that's it.
No babies in Japan wear nappies. Maybe that's a cultural phenomenon.
Might be onto something.
I might be.
But weeing on the floor, probably best not to do it. Probably like try and find a bottle if you absolutely have to. Find a bottle or something. Don't just like wee on the floor.
I reckon she's making a statement.
She definitely
like that Swedish girl. She saved someone from getting deported
didn't she?
Got to make a statement sometimes. I'll piss on the floor or stand up.
I like to think that she saved them, but maybe they just got put on another flight.
That is possibly true as well.
With less liberals.
Yeah, no. Next one.
You know what I mean? Now we can just wait for the next one. It's fine. There's only English people on that flight. Did you see it was the one English guy on that? Well, maybe it wasn't the one English guy, but the one guy piping up to try and stop her was an English guy. Shame on that guy, man.
Shame on
that fucking guy. Wasn't even his country.
No.
They were in Sweden. What are you chatting shit for? Sit the fuck down.
He's like, how could a kid be scared by that?
Right?
Can you say what the story is that you're talking about?
This is a good point. So do you know the story?
No, exactly.
Okay, right. So a Swedish woman who was on a flight out of Sweden was she wouldn't sit down before takeoff because they were deporting an Afghan man, and she had reason to believe that if he went back to his country, I think he was a refugee, and if he went back that he would be killed. So she stood up and would not sit down, even in the face of, like I said, this English guy trying to snatch her phone from her, physically trying to remove her phone from her
because she's filming this whole thing going on.
And a Turkish guy kind of voiced his support for her, like, off camera. And then she's talking to him. And then gradually, I think, you know, it's met with disdain. It's met with contempt. It's, you know, but she explains to people, this is just a late flight for you. This could be life or death for this man. In the end, they took the Afghan man off the flight. And then, you know, it's a rapturous applause, not only for the crew, but obviously for the woman as well. And you know, she's crying. It made me shed a tear, man. That shit was sad as hell.
She was allowed to stay on the flight, was she?
She was allowed to stay on the flight.
I think it's only 15 minutes in the end.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long.
But you are right that I would agree that he's taken off that flight. He'll be on another flight.
Right.
They'll just have another flight. There will
always
be another
flight. Or just put him on the back door. Like, she was probably sitting like by the front door. So they just snuck him back onto the plane.
On the back of the plane.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
She should have maybe
just put him in the cockpit.
Off. Could she have followed him off and then just got on every flight that he was getting on and did the same thing? Every single time.
Full time job. Just employ him.
That would be amazing if you just made that your life's work. This guy's never leaving
he's
this country.
Never. I'm gonna make
he's
sure
like, oh,
that.
After all, he's like, look, I actually just want to go see my family now. Yeah. I actually just want to leave Sweden. She's like, nope.
Yeah, she's like, I've spent everything I earn. I'm just on never.
You're staying with me.
And that's it.
We're together now. He's like, I think you might be abusing my human rights now.
Just like, get me on the flight.
Ah, shit. But
like,
shout out to that woman. At least she didn't piss on the floor.
Exactly.
Saving a guy's life.
Do
in
you
the
know the actor Gerard Depardieu?
Yes.
The French actor.
Yeah, yeah. He's in I've been watching. He's in Marseille.
Okay.
He's the mayor.
Oh.
In Marseille, isn't
he? Yeah, I haven't.
He's in Green Card.
Marseille.
Gerard Depardieu, is he? He's
well, I don't
in
know
Green
what Marseille
Card.
Is. He's in Green Card, yeah. He's in that.
So there's a Netflix series called Marseille. And he plays the mayor of Marseille.
So there was one time he was on a flight. Now, he does enjoy his French. He enjoys his wine a lot. And there was one time that he refused to... he was getting a bit angry on a plane. And so he just pissed on the floor himself. Or tried to just... He couldn't be bothered to go to the toilet. So I think he tried to do it on a bottle. And it was a big story.
They said,
but he was just like, oh, I can't be bothered. And so just had a wee on the flight.
Fair play.
Yeah, but you know... He tried to urinate into bottle as discreetly as possible. And he said he was sorry to have spilt some on the plane's carpet, but according to the plane company, they were like, that's not, there was quite a lot on the carpet, put it that way.
Was it a wine bottle?
Probably. It's hard to wee into a wine bottle. Yeah, or any bottle.
Any bottle.
I bet it was champagne. I bet it was Laurent Perrier champagne. Finish neck going.
Yeah. He had a go, though.
He did. You got to commend him for that, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Apparently, when the lavatories were closed, I'm assuming they were taking off or landing then, he was calling out, I need to piss.
You got to stand up to piss in a wine bottle as well.
You can't sit down and do it.
And I wonder if he's quite tall. I've never tried
he's
to piss
cool,
in a wine bottle.
But he's also...
so you'd be hunched over.
You might have been kneeling. I would kneel.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you must have weed into a bottle there in your
time. I pissed into bottles in my
time. It's quite
time,
hard
yeah.
then, isn't
no,
it?
No, if not if it's a Lucas Air bottle.
Yeah, got big.
They're the best
things.
Bottles to piss in.
Okay, that's why you've always got one. I always see you one with on you. Now I know why.
Strapped to me.
Yeah.
It's always empty.
Got to keep hydrated and keep your Lucozade bottle on you all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it would be almost. I mean, it's doable, but I think it would be trickier for a woman to wee into a bottle.
Yeah.
With extreme accuracy.
With a neck.
Yeah. You would know better than me.
No, I mean, I'm saying it definitely would be. Yeah, definitely would be.
She wee.
Oh, no, yeah, I fancied one of those, actually.
They should drop down out of the fucking overhead compartments in planes.
A shiwi?
Yeah. Little shiwi. You get me? How can you give a man a life... You get a life vest even when you're not flying over water.
You can't
but they won't even drop you a little shiwi.
Why would they... A life jacket is to save you. I don't...
Yeah, exactly, but you can
you.
Get... You might get a life vest in a domestic flight, though.
Oh, that's true, okay.
Get me? Oh, we're not travelling over any water.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, well, you might be. But it's more likely that you're going to need a shiwi.
If you're in a plane crash.
And if you're just on a plane.
Oh, right, okay.
If you're in a plane crash.
I don't know that you need one.
Yeah, you're not thinking about not pissing on the floor in a plane crash.
You almost certainly would do. So therefore, you do need you need a potty.
Honestly, you piss on the ceiling.
That's true.
If the plane crash was that deep, do you know what I mean?
I like shout out for the shiwi there, though. Good. Tricky to use, apparently. Never tried one.
Me neither.
I don't know where you would either.
Let's get into a song, shall we? Mm-hmm. It's FUBAR Radio, it's the Michael Payne Show.
MMOC. Private number. When I see you, stop here. That boy is such a stunner. Girls make me wonder. How you gonna free it up to the gang and then ask what I don't love you, but ooh, she a stunner. She won't take me in unless I jump out of the Hummer, so I step with my brother. Big bulge in his coat, I wonder what he's got under his jumper. Jump out the ride, he'll jump ya.
They put my brother in bin like a dumpster. Yeah, we like fly chicks, big bumper. Came in a t-shirt, left in my jumper. Your girl's been around town, don't trust her. Selling dreams to her man, she a hustler. I blow trees with a gang, I'm a ruster. Hop on the stage, I'm a jumper. I just hopped out the E-class. That's not mine, it's an Uber. Wishing that it really came sooner. She rushing me down to her crib just to do her. I told her put orange dress on, bum looking Satsuma. Ooh, I love it. Tingles after I bust like, ooh, don't touch it. Immigration on my case. My dog sneaked in with a Russian. Wouldn't tempt him, ooh, he'll bust it. But I really want an E-class. Turn that boy into an astronomer. Come to the hood and you'll see stars. That's Da Vinci on my collarbone. That's just how it's gotta go. If I call your chick, she ain't coming home. He didn't come on my mother, but he my brother though. If I match it after one date, she's another hoe. It's getting dark in this room. It's not that one, it's the other hole. Oopsie, I think I gotta go. Private number. When I see you, I'm a stop here. That boy is such a stunner. Girls make me wonder how you gon' free it up to the gang and then ask what I don't love you. But ooh, she a stunner. She won't take me in unless I jump out of the Hummer. So I step with my brother. Big bulge in his coat. I wonder what he's got under his jumper. Jump out the ride, he'll jump ya. They put my brother in bin like a dumpster. Yeah, we like fly chicks, big bumper. Came in a t-shirt, left in my jumper. Your girl's been around town, don't trust her. Selling dreams to her man, she a hustler. I blow trees with a gang, I'm a ruster. Hop on the stage, I'm a jumper. I just hopped out the BMs. That's not mine, it's my friend's ting. He wanna introduce me to a Leng ting. She looking at me, but I'm looking at her bedrins. Breast wondering if her bedrins got bedrins. One question, if the boy didn't rap fly or look fly, would I even get a mention? You're drooling, did I mention? These gal are not thirsty, they're quenching. Fuck with my section. And that's entry wings with no exits. My brother's trapped in a trap, no exit. I wanna take a flight to America with the whole gang and we'll leave the EU like Brexit. I make it sound so easy. No cooler IDs won't see me, but them can't see me. I told myself sighting I'll be 10 minutes. Now she's over the moon like ET. Private number. When I see you, I'm a stop here. That boy is such a stunner. Girls make me wonder how you gon' free it up to the gang and then ask what I don't love you. But ooh, she a stunner. She won't take me in unless I jump out of the Hummer. So I step with my brother. Big bulge in his coat. I wonder what he's got under his jumper. Jump out the ride, he'll jump ya. They put my brother in bin like a dumpster. Yeah, we like fly chicks, big bumper. Came in a t-shirt, left in my jumper. Your girl's been around town, don't trust her. Selling dreams to her man, she a hustler. I blow trees with a gang, I'm a ruster. Hop on the stage, I'm a jumper.
Burner with Jumper.
Ah, big tune. Could you hear me?
No,
could you hear
I
all of that? Let
again,
me repeat. That was Burner with Jumper. I repeat, Burner with Jumper that we just played on FUBAR Radio. toe wrestling.
Sure, yeah.
Have you ever participated?
No, but I'd like to know more about it.
Would you? Okay. Would you like to know more about it, Adam?
So wrestling someone with your toes?
I hope so.
Like a thumb war, but not.
But tell me what else you think it could be if it was. You said I hope so. I'd like to know what your other what else could toe wrestling be if
true.
Not wrestling with toes.
Actual human sized toes. Ooh. Wrestling, like sumo wrestlers.
Like in a suit.
Yeah, with a nappy.
Right.
Kind of thing.
How do you feel about toes, Adam?
I kind of feel no way towards them. I'm not like disgusted by feet, and I haven't got a fetish.
Okay.
So I'm just like
indifferent.
Straight in
but
the middle.
We kind of them. I've talked about it before, and neither of us or anyone that we, like there's no like sort of thing about the toe sucking or anything like that. Feels like something I would never ever want to either give or receive. You know,
yeah.
Like there's a fetishy thing around it, and like no.
I wish humans could balance on just ankles alone.
Yeah, I would be happy to not have toes. Like toes weren't a thing. They're not like they're not attractive, are they? Really?
Yeah, they do help you balance. So we kind of need them, but
yeah,
that's about all they're there
I don't,
for.
I don't want to lose my toes.
No, I don't want to lose them, but I don't want to see them either.
I'd sell mine if you could. But more than 80 participants went toe-to-toe, I see what they did there, at a water park in Chongqing City in China. The event involves sitting down with your toes clasped together in an attempt to pin the other person's foot down. Some even played dirty and attempted to cheat by throwing water in the faces of their opponent. What I hope was water anyway. In that kind of sitting position, it could well easily not be water.
It could be, if you had a shiwi in position, it could be something else, couldn't it?
Mm.
Organisers of the event said that the game was being used as a warm-up session to parkgoers before they entered the water to prevent them from getting cramp. However, as well as the psychological benefits, the winner also receives £10 worth of tickets for entry to the water park. You would be forgiven for thinking that this sport was confined to one water park. However, the history of toe wrestling is long and varied. It was invented in Staffordshire, and the first championship took place in 1974. There is an annual competition in Derbyshire, where Eyes is actually rushing back to now we know
to
why.
Compete. Yeah.
Probably to present it.
Right. Where the reigning champions are Alan Nasty Nash, who has won 14 times, and Rebecca Beach.
That's why she hasn't won 14. She needs a Rebecca bracket something like Nasty Nash. She needs a Rebecca something Breach.
It's me. That's what her surname, her middle name should be. It's me, Breach.
Rebecca, it's me, Beach.
Yeah.
Yep, they're like, oh, I think that might be a picture on our screen of Nasty Nash.
Nasty man like Nasty Nash. He looks like he enters toe wrestling competitions, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he looks like that's what he does. Yeah, it definitely is him. Yeah. He's proud of his toe wrestling champ. It's like a pottery sort of thing made. Yeah.
It's not
cup.
The best kind of like medal trophy.
Probably made with feet as well.
Yeah, it looks like it probably was.
It looks like it smells of feet looking by his face as well. He's sort of grimacing towards it, isn't he? He's not exactly thrilled.
He looks like Ming the Merciless. Yeah. Looks like life weren't really going that well after Flash Gordon.
Right. I like him. I like Nasty Nash.
The dedicated fans have been even trying to get toe wrestling into the Olympics, but to no avail.
Don't see that changing anytime soon.
Me neither.
So,
I hope not anyway.
Would you toe wrestle? Nope. Want to get involved in this?
Nope.
Stop touching it with your hands, just feet.
Nah. Especially not with Ming the Merciless over there. Yeah. You look like you'd get your foot broken.
He's the only person that wins and then looks like he's disgusted by what he's won. He's not smiling at all by all the cups that he's won. He's like, even he's like, this is ridiculous.
Why did I even, you know, that first game was a joke. Now I'm world champion and I don't want to be.
Right.
It's extreme thumb war, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's taking thumb wars to the extreme.
Is it all toes? Is it just big toe?
I think, by what this little photo is doing is a madness.
The photo that's on screen now is of a two guys. The one on the right looks like he's having a really good time doing it. They're all in
swimwear as well.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because this is at the water park.
Yeah, this is at the water park where place. It's happened. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's some people in amazement at the fact that they're wrestling with their toes.
Mm. So,
not one for you?
How many cases of cramp have been reported? Because I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, I'm guessing 80. If more than 80 participants went toe-to-toe at a water park, then maybe there's been a lot of people complaining about cramp. I mean, foot cramp is horrible, isn't it?
Or any cramp, that's really bad. Foot cramp is horrible. Yeah.
But how are you getting cramp just by going to a water park? I don't understand.
What's in the water? I don't know.
Verrucas.
It's like they're perching on branches or something. They're just fully bending their feet around branches and hanging upside down. I don't know why they're getting cramp at a water park.
I actually don't know either. This doesn't seem to say.
That's never been a popular, a common complaint at my local pool.
Everyone's doing toe wrestling. Do you know what I mean? Get rid of the cramp.
It's getting like actual FIFA officials, and they're doing bending your feet back for you.
Oh, the toe cramp is the worst though. When your feet are like that, then it's really painful. Isn't
you start
it?
Stamping the floor just like a madman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't know why. In this water park, it seems if you go there, there's a high chance that you'll get a foot cramp.
Maybe don't go to that water park.
And also, I don't know, it must be a very cheap water park, because if you only get £10 worth of tickets for entry, any parks in the UK, it's not even going to get you in
this
for one,
is true,
is it?
And they're giving you the fucking tickets in the wrong currency as well. Yeah. How far is £10 going to get you in China?
Here's £10 worth of tickets. These aren't real tickets. That's not... Well, would you be happy for it being an Olympic sport?
Wouldn't care. Not that interested in the Olympics.
What about you, Adam?
No, I need sumo wrestling first.
Yeah. Oh, wait, isn't sumo wrestling... an Olympic sport already?
No.
Is it not?
What?
Mm-mm. And it's going to be in Tokyo, so I think it should be.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I can say at this water park, maybe swerve it, because the spokesperson said our visitors always get muscle cramps while swimming, especially in their legs and feet. Not sometimes, always.
Damn. How fast are they going, man? Chill out, man. It's a water park.
Even if you don't. And how fast are they swimming? Because it says it always happens when they forget to stretch and warm up. But even if you don't do that, you shouldn't really... Like, how fast are you swimming when you get
They're
in
trying
there,
to be Olympic swimmers.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
Do you like water parks?
Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. Never been to one.
Do you like them?
I can't really swim.
Okay. So I kind of stay clear.
That's the beauty of water parks, though. It's just fun, isn't it? It's just going down
just
slides.
Just go right around some slides and jump in the water.
It's quite scary, though, going down slides.
No, it's great. Mm-hmm. It must be. It looks great. I've been down a water slide, but that was at my local leisure centre. It's got a slide. Britannia Leisure Centre. Best leisure centre ever. Yeah, it's got a wave machine.
You never had never cramp once in got that cramp.
No,
never
no, once. No cramps.
My parents never had to pick me up from the pool because I had cramp because I couldn't walk home.
They were like, oh, there he is, he's toe wrestling and he must have got cramp. God.
Great little initiative they had for Hackney kids, yeah. Little toe wrestling before school, before swimming with the school.
Right. Water parks, there are some people who love them and who will go on holiday just to go to a water. I'm someone who was like, where are you going on holiday? A water park, I love it. Like just
no, I can understand that. Once water parks.
Done it,
no.
Day one.
Some people do those like thrills. Oh, you're going to America to do all the parks. But I don't know, not for a water park.
I would. Mean? Americans do stuff differently, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Water parks must be next level in America. They must be next fucking level.
It's water kingdoms.
Do you know what I mean? Like, don't they still do a Waterworld attraction somewhere in America?
After that Kevin Smith film. Kevin Costner.
Who's Kevin Smith again?
He's that film director, Clerks, Mallrats.
Oh, right,
Jay and Silent Bob. No, Kevin Costner, yeah. And the film didn't do very well. And I feel like it almost bankrupted a film studio. But the water attraction's done really well.
I think it's probably done better than
based
the film.
Based on the film, yeah.
What was it called? Waterworld?
Waterworld, yeah.
That thing was sick.
Right.
No, because you would just imagine him being in a water park. That's what it is. The people that think that film were good were just like, this would be a sick water park.
Yeah.
They thought it was a documentary about a water park.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. They thought it was a trailer. Loads of people walked out of the cinema thinking, let's not even see the film. Let's go to that water park.
Let's go to the park.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's still going. There's all those sort of rides now. The Pirates of the Caribbean rides. Yeah. All those ones
Blockbusters do that. But yeah, Kevin Costner smashed it. I think he just sold the set of the film.
I don't know if it was his film, though.
Was
I
it
think
not?
He was acting in it. And there's a couple of films he did that were really kind of... Because he did Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, that was he funded that, didn't he?
That was his film. And then after that, there were a couple of films. There's one called The Postman, I think. Again, which was a big blockbuster film, which just didn't do very well.
Right.
And then he started
didn't
making
deliver.
Smaller.
At the box office. Thank you.
And then he just started making like slightly smaller. And now he does a lot of cameos. He's a cameo person in films.
Really?
What's the last film Kevin Costner you saw that starred in? Because he was in that film with Janelle Monáe, Hidden Figures.
Right,
but
he wasn't.
He wasn't and Kevin Costner. He wasn't one of the main characters.
Okay.
Was he?
Bodyguard just like, you know, like you're not going to top. You're not going to top Bodyguard.
Love a bit of Bodyguard.
Yeah, you're just not going to top it. You can't be a lead actor anymore, Kev.
No.
They call him Kev in Hollywood.
Kev Cos.
That's a secret. Kev Cos.
Kev
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much all we've got time for.
Yes,
isn't it?
It is.
But we've been through all the weird stories that we can get through. We've played new music. We've chatted to Cos and to Eyes. Thank you to both of them for joining us. Thank you to my guest, special guest co-host Adam from Star One. Thank you to my regular co-host Sarah DiBunda. Thank you to you for listening. We're going to leave you with a song. I'll be back next week at the same time. Callum McSwiggan, A Best Of, is coming up next. So literally expect 100 hours of Callum McSwiggan. And he's going to be talking to Bill Clinton.
Talk now, talk now. You can't talk.
Sound of the
thing now. They're trying.
If you think that I'm made.
If you think that I'm made.
But wait till niggas really make it.
Wait till niggas really make it.
If you think that I'm paid.
If you think that I'm paid.
But wait till I start really kicking.
Hey, hola.
Tell the plug to meet me at the CVS on Sunset. Amen. I get two O's of the OG for the fee he give his homie. Amen. Johnny Rockstar got a mansion and a Bentley. He ain't know me, but he threw my ass a OG like a box of rice and roni. I be smoking. Bitch, I got them bands, but ho, I want the meals. I can't stand when I'm on Zans, but still I hunt for pills. And I wish I would do, but just not from you. Cause you would tweet some hot shit like I just caught from you. If you think that I'm made.
If you think.
But wait till niggas really make it.
Wait till niggas really
and
make
I
say,
it. If you think that I'm paid.
If you think that I'm paid.
But wait till I start really kicking.
Wait till I start really kicking.
Tell your boy to meet me somewhere lit and after sunrise. Had him looking like them old K-Swiss. Left him tongue-tied. They cannot toy with my story this my year. Buzz like, would he ever be able to hit this hair? You don't, right? Don't throw shade to me, sunshine. You'll get boxes, no punchline. Flexing on them, it's crunch time. Eat the beat, yeah, that's lunch time. Make your paper, have a book fight. Yeah. Then split the paper like yellow flag. Yeah. Run over them like Shug Knight. Whoa. Run over them like Shug Knight. Drop kick them, that's DDT. Woo. Hot to see me on BBC. Black. Rough rider, that's EVE. Yeah. I'm C to the AKING. But they already know that I'm a queen. I am mostly heard of, but I'm never seen. Know what I mean?
If you think that I'm made, if you think that I'm made, well, wait till niggas really make it. Wait till niggas really make it. I said, if you think that I'm paid, if you think that I'm paid, well, wait till I start really caking. Wait till I start really caking. If you think that I'm made, if you think that I'm made, well, wait till niggas really make it. Wait till niggas really make it. I said, if you think that I'm paid, if you think that I'm paid, well, wait till I start really caking. Wait till I start really caking. I got 10,000 ways to flex on you. I'm a chin to 100,000 more comfortable. Wait, I know you running out of patience.
Bro, you running out of patience.
But wait till niggas really make it. Hey,
okay then.
Hola.
Stop it, do it.
Bitch, I only flex when I wear little shirts.
They tight, bro.
And to really stretch and when I have sex and to make your feelings hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
My bank account is kicking, but it can kick way higher. Instead of gloating, I keep floating because I still get right by it.
If you think that I'm made.
If you think that I'm made.
Wait till niggas really make it.
Wait till niggas really make it.
And I say, if you think that I'm paid,
if you think that I'm paid,
wait till I start really caking.
Hola.
If you think that I'm made,
if you think that I'm made,
wait till niggas really make it.
Wait till niggas really make it.
And I say, if you think that I'm paid,
if you think that I'm paid,
wait till I start really caking.
Wait till I start really caking.
I got 10,000 ways to flex on you. I'm a chill to 100,000 more comfortable.
I know
you running out of patience.
Bro, you running out of patience.
Wait till niggas.